Back to more local sports news as we return to the YourSportsEdge.com Fall Sports Preview. Here's Tom Rogers.
The YourSportsEdge.com Fall Sports Preview. Try that again. We'll be back again next Friday night. Next Friday, we will talk football.
2-hour football show. That'll be fun and interesting as well.
All right, let's talk volleyball. And this time we will start first with the non-KHSAA school with Heritage Christian, which has traditionally been a solid, solid volleyball program.
Yeah, that they are a very tradition-rich program. One of their all-time great players taking over as head coach now, Grace Waldron, who is a KCA Miss Volleyball for the Lady Warriors. I kind of kidded her. I told her, yeah, you're now considered back in the day, you know, when you played. I don't think she liked that, but, you know. But she was an assistant last year, coached at the middle school level. And, you know, she got some big school shoes to fill between Eldridge Rogers and Brad Boyd. But I think she's up to the task. I went by a practice a couple of weeks ago. I was very impressed with her ability to run the practice and be as hands-on as she was.
So, Coach, you're a couple of weeks in to practice and conditioning. First season as Heritage Christian head coach. Just talk about the experience and how things have went for you.
So far, it's been great. I have had a lot of these girls in middle school before a couple years ago. So I know the girls. I know the parents. They're all great. So I was real excited to be able to come back and coach with these girls. I was able to coach with Coach Boyd and Coach Rogers with them back a couple years ago. So I know the defenses that they run, kind of what they've been doing, and kind of have already a good insight into kind of which girls are going to be playing different places. So it's going good so far.
How has the familiarity with the girls made the transition for you easier, or does it make it a little bit tougher because you kind of have expectations already in place?
Right. It's actually been easier so far, so good. So I was head coach of them, which makes it easier because they had me as a head coach before. So they know my expectations. They know what I expect out of them. And I kind of know what they expect out of a coach as well. So it's been good so far. Just started, so hopefully it will stay that way.
Talk about your first season as a head coach being in the era of COVID-19 and how things are different than how you envisioned, let's say, 2 years ago when you were like, I want to be a head coach.
Right. So far it's been hard knowing what is allowed, what is not allowed. So we've been trying to take extra precautions, make sure to take our cleaning breaks, make sure the girls are spraying the balls down, make sure we stay small groups, load, medium impact, you know, contact. So we're trying to do that. I'm just hoping that they get a season that they want and that we're able to play our games and they get to go through and, I know, put all their hard work to practice there.
How has their attitude been throughout all of this? Because it's obviously a season unlike any other.
Right. They've had a great attitude. Honestly, they've been just excited to be able to be here, which I felt the same way. I think we're all excited to be able to be with each other, to get out and do stuff, be able to play a sport that we all love. So as we gradually get to do more stuff, they get more excited. The first day I let them touch a volleyball was like I had just made their day. So.
All right, there's Grace and Mr. Brown.
Yeah, you know, HCA 21-15 last year. They consistently put up between 15-20 wins every year. They lost five seniors, a couple of them longtime starters, Allie Schluckabeer, Meredith Kronk, and Emma Kirkman. Emma, our fan fave, want to give her a shout-out for that, but also named the All-State Tournament team. Elizabeth Pitts comes back. She received some region accolades, all-region. Bella Peach will move into a starter's role. Well, she did last year, but she'll see more time. Ellie Helsley, big hitter at the net as well. And, of course, Lexi Crisp, who battled some injuries last year. Grace has some working parts. And, again, the cupboard's not bare. And she has done a good job at her practices. I think HCA could be a team to kind of watch and to follow their progress this year.
All right, let's move to KHSAA volleyball. And, you know, last year we talked about the big three most of the season of Caldwell, Henderson, and University Heights. graduation hit UHA and Henderson pretty hard. Daniel might not like it, that mantle being laid on his head, but they would appear to be right now potentially the region favorite going in.
Well, Scott mentioned just earlier that, you know, a community sometimes kind of looks at a class and says, hey, when this class is seniors, watch out. Well, I think this is kind of the Caldwell County volleyball class, because you've got reigning region player of the year Olivia Mitchell in there. You've got Abby Griggs, Kendall Prowell, Riley Thomas, who's back. I thought it really hurt last year that she wasn't completely healthy in the regional tournament. She was out there against Henderson County trying, but, you know, she was kind of some limited mobility there, and that kind of hurt the Lady Tigers. But when you look at the Lady Tiger program, they've never lost an all-A classic regional. I think they've won 15 straight district championships. But it's been a while since the team has won a second region championship. And for a while there, you know, they kind of look like the preeminent program in the second region back when Sue Stone really had things rolling and they were running kids in and out of there. But Daniel Courtner has done a good job. They're still, you know, averaging about 25 wins a season. But for whatever reason, they kind of have trouble when they get into the postseason with Henderson County. And even last year when all this senior class were juniors, Caldwell had kind of taken over that favorites role by the end of the season. They beat Henderson County during the regular season, but then couldn't get past them when it got to the second region semifinals.
And give Sue a lot of credit, because she jumped on the volleyball train early.
Oh, yeah.
Caldwell County was among the first teams in this area to get on the volleyball train, and some other schools then started, you know, eventually they catch their way up a little bit. I still believe last year one of the things that hurt them coming down the end of the season was that Abby Griggs had a health issue there late in the part of the season, and I don't think she ever quite got back to her full self, and they missed her up front because she takes some pressure off teams focusing in on Olivia.
Well, and to their credit, they never really mentioned the injuries or the problems they have. You know, they did have the thing with Griggs, the thing with Thomas, and that really did hurt them down the stretch.
But they didn't use that as an excuse.
No, that was never an excuse. Yeah. And I really think they still thought, you know, they were going to be very competitive with Henderson, and they were. But, you know, you hate to go into a regional semifinal contest and, you know, that regional championship game's the next night, and you just don't quite have, you know, all your weapons at your disposal.
It is set up for a potentially a good shorter season for Caldwell County. Let's come back over in the 5th District, and Trigg County had their struggles last year, and Doug had a very young team, though.
He did. You know, he graduated several people 2 years ago that had played for a long time, and those absences were glaring, I thought, on the court. Now, you know, to his credit, he has almost everybody back from last year. Ayana Grubbs, I think, was named All District. She's back. You know, the Hicks sisters played well. Skye Williamson expected to really move into a bigger role this year. And I don't mean just what she does on the court, but like a leadership role as well. There's just a lot of youth there. And so, again, we talk about a program that the smaller season, condensed season, may help or hurt. It's not going to help Trigg as much, because, you know, Doug Hargrove needed that time to work with them, you know, get some skills down. But
they're in a situation, though, where they can be competitive.
They are. And they're in a district where Crittenden County won last year. Pretty much rolled through the district.
Actually won a game in the region,
and won a game in the region. And so, but they had some losses, too, that they've got to make up for. So, you know, the 5th District's going to be interesting to watch, because a lot of people lost some key people. But Doug Hargrove brings a lot of people back. Again, it's that growth we talked about. How much did they grow and improve from last year to this year will be the key to what Trigg County does.
Was there any team that got closer to a title anywhere across the state last year than UHA got to the regional title? They were in the championship game and led 2-1 in the championship match.
If I'm not mistaken, their only two losses in the region came in championship games, All-A and region.
Yeah. Lost to Caldwell in the All-A.
Yeah. They came close. Had it within their grasp in Henderson County. I think experience may have took over in that one. I'm not sure. But, you know, they came close. They lost some key people, but again, they're going to be right there in the mix again this year.
You know, they lose Megan Adams, they lose Clarissa Miller, they lose Katie Beth Stevens,
Lily Hendricks. Yep.
And there was one. Zipporah mm-hmm. Breckwald. The one I think that really hurts, and not because she's the coach's daughter, but because Lily was the coach on the floor.
Yeah.
You know, Lily is one of those who knew what her mom wanted on the floor, and so having the coach's daughter on the floor and being one of the best players on the team, I think they'll miss Lily's leadership and knowing what Faye wants on there.
And she was talented enough, she played out of position. She never really played her natural position. They put her where they needed her, and that had an effect. And I don't mean it's bad, but I mean it's like she was real good at where she was, but she would have been outstanding if they put her in her natural position, but they didn't need her there. They needed her to be real good at this position. And so I think that's where they're really going to miss her, was her versatility.
They returned three players that saw extensive playing time last year. Beth Peebles, who may be one of the best setters, period. Her sister, who is also pretty good, at setter. And then Evelyn Morales, one of those high flyers that comes in off the outside. They'll get size up close with Thomas. And now they're going to have a couple of holes that they're just going to, you know, there's going to have to be a couple of players step up for UHA. They've got enough talent. They can still contend. They can still give Caldwell a run in the All-A. And, you know, by the time, again, this is maybe a UHA team that could benefit from a longer season to develop a few more players a little bit more and then going forward. But still, this is a team that you'll want to keep your eye on.
Boy, that's going to be a fun All-A to watch.
Yeah.
With them and Caldwell. It always is, but I mean, normally the All-A, I mean, it's in a bad way, but it maybe isn't the most competitive when you get that far. It's like, well, there's one team that's going to win, and they're the favorite. Man, the All-A second region volleyball every year, it's like, wow, this is really going to come down to it.
Let's go to the other side of town, and we talked about earlier how the Hopkinsville Tiger soccer team was hit hard by graduation. The Hopkinsville volleyball team lost 8 last year. And the names of those include Chandler Adams, the other seniors were like Marley Hancock, Kathy Dubois, Shelby Eisenhoff, Hope Pace, Savannah Peck, Taya Strait, and Martisa Uribe. There's a lot of names in there that saw a significant playing time for the last 2 or 3 years for Jessica Shepherd. She's reloading now. She does have Alyssa Burns, who rapidly progressed last year and might have been the best player on the team.
Her and Haley Hallmark, I think, really are going to be the ones they're going to be looked to lead that team.
And again, that's another team that maybe could use the benefit of a longer season this year, because there's going to be a lot of new people and development time is limited. You go to the other side of town, Christian County, Rick Erickson, and you know, you start with that team and you start with Macy Baker.
Yep, she's the big hitter up front. Paris Buckner, I thought, had a good season last year. I don't think she got all the accolades that she may have deserved, but I thought her and Anaya McCarley made some pretty big gains last year.
He's still working to develop. He may have lost one to transfer.
That's a team we'll talk about too, Todd County.
But, Erickson has the experience of having that team. You know, he's taken them to championships there at Christian County, so you don't count him out. He's got some younger players he's really high on.
That's the thing, and I think that's where a lack of a summer program being able to get into the gym is going to hurt that a little bit. Of course, everybody's in that boat, but I think that he would have benefited from that a little bit. But there's a good attitude over there on Glass Avenue with that volleyball team. And I think, again, the term we've used has been, you know, quiet confidence. They've got some quiet confidence over there about how their season's going to go.
All right, Todd, you had...
No, I was just going to say, I thought they improved a whole lot last season. Just from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, they came a long way.
Yeah, they did. I'm with you. I remember seeing them early in the year and then later in the year and thought the same thing.
All right, let's go to District 13 and Todd County Central, which the Lady Rebels made progress last year.
They did. Stephanie Conquest took over. That was a position that They didn't know who's going to be the coach till late, and then she took it over, and then they go 14-20, most wins that they've had in a couple of seasons. They have a good nucleus of players coming back. Her daughter, Presley Conquest, plays several positions. Lucy Chester is one of the top hitters that I saw last year in any region, district, or wherever. And she's just a sophomore. So I think, you know, I think they can get the ball to her. And then you got Meredith Drummond, who, of course, her sister played soccer, and Natalie Wofford, who both grew as the season went on. They've got several people coming up through the system that they're high on as well. Again, we talked about a good nucleus, but they've got several people that they're high on. And Todd County could be that surprise team this year.
And no, Stephanie has some pretty good help on her bench, too.
She does. Quite a bit of knowledge, and I think we talked about the transfer from Christian County.
Yeah, word is that Laney Bivens will be playing at Todd County this year.
Yeah, and that gives them someone opposite of Lucy on that front line as a big hitter. So, you know, they won a couple of games in the district tournament. They advanced the district championship. They lost to Logan County. Logan County is to the 13th district, what Caldwell County is to their district. They haven't lost a volleyball game to a district team in a long time. They bring a lot of people back, too. That's going to be a fun battle to watch. But this Todd County team went to the region last year, lost to Clinton County. But I think that region experience really helped them. That is a young team that needed a boost, needed some confidence. And now that's something they could build on coming into this year.
All right, I'm trying to think. Does that get us everybody in volleyball? We've talked about a lot of teams tonight, and I'm sitting here going, okay,
I think we have. Again, it's unfortunate that Fort Campbell will not be playing due to the Dodea decision because they had some talented players as well. And that's another team that got better last year with a first-year coach, got better as the season went on.
Well, guys, we've gotten through the first one of these shows. It went quick. We had to get some more squeezed in, and we would like to have had some more chances to talk about some more things. Next Friday night, we'll be on again right at after Fox News at 6 o'clock, and next week we'll focus on football. I think Mr. Larry Vaught with Vaught's Views will be with us, and he'll join us on the conversation about football. But you know, right now after today's board meeting, we're still tracking on. So thanks to Josh Nichols, Todd Griffin, Scott Brown. This is Tom Rogers. You've been listening to the YourSportsEdge.com Fall Sports Preview Show. Next Friday night, we'll focus in on football, and we will see you then.